Bill Immendorfer, the former Volunteer lineman, now the large and in charge of the North Springs Center for Rejuvenation, just right down the road from where we are here on Press Row. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Just coming off a great holiday weekend, and we're starting to get things rolling a little bit in the community, and I think that's good, and it's good to hear the university is going to be back on schedule. I think that that's critical if we're going to have sports in the fall, so I think that's good.
How did the coronavirus outbreak, because it's affected all of us to varying degrees, how did it affect things at North Springs Center? How long did you have to close, and kind of what was the status there?
Well, we closed as soon as it became evident that there was a problem. So we were closed for, you know, once the mayor, you know, non-essential businesses, we were borderline whether we could classify us as essential or not. And we just took a precaution and didn't. And then we've been back a couple of weeks, and we're doing a little bit differently in that we're doing everything by appointment. And we're limiting the number of folks in our clinic at one time. We're taking temperatures and wearing face masks and washing hands when you come in as a client. And then our staff is all wearing face masks and gloves, and we're wiping everything down after each client or every 30 minutes, whichever comes first. And so far, our patients and clients have been well receiving, have received that well, and I appreciate what we're doing. The staff has done great, and in fact, our organization is actually better and more organized, and so it's been good. It's been good for the industry as a whole, because internationally, we've participated in some weekly calls, which has heightened everyone's awareness as to the benefits of cryotherapy and kind of how it's being used in sports, the enhancement of the immune response to cryotherapy, and some European studies, and so overall, it's been really good. I mean, now business is not back to normal yet, as most things. People, I think, are a little skeptical, but it's coming back a little more each week. And so I'm encouraged where we'll be by the end of the summer.
Bill, obviously, you've got a medical background. Obviously, we don't. Just this is unprecedented. What has been your reaction to the COVID-19 pandemic? And I know it's kind of, you know, I don't know if you want to assess where we could be in 2 or 3 months or not, but kind of what has been your take on what has transpired?
It's really hard to say. I mean, it's because there's so many varying opinions. I mean, we've basically shut the world down, and you know, I don't know if that was the best thing or not, but we've got to get the world going back, and you know, hopefully some immunities will come naturally, and we'll have some breakthroughs with vaccines or at least treatments. You know, this disease really is tough on people with compromised health conditions. And, you know, most healthy people survive it quite well. But if you have any type of compromised health, it's really dangerous. And that's why, you know, I think we're more concerned about those who may be compromised getting the disease and then being fatal. Like in nursing homes, you know, it's pretty deadly. A nursing home situation, and then with older population, particularly older population with medical conditions that aren't under control or are pretty tough conditions, and so from that standpoint, you know, there's a lot of concerns. I think young, healthy people are going to suffer from symptoms, but they're going to recover pretty well. The concern is you're taking it and carrying it to your grandmother or somebody that's my age and then not recovering and that sort of thing. So that's kind of where it is. You know, where we're going to be this fall, you know, I don't know. It looks like we have to go back. And unfortunately, schools start back, and you'll have a faculty member or a student that's going to catch COVID-19 and going to die. And people are going to say, well, you all made the wrong decision. And I don't know if you made the wrong decision or not. I mean, people die every year of the flu, or they die of suicide or automobile accidents or cardiovascular disease. So there's a lot of elements out there to consider, and I'm glad it's above my pay grade to have to make those decisions.
And, Bill, when you think about something we all hold near and dear, college football, I saw today where Iowa State plans to play football this fall at 50% capacity. That would be 22,000 season ticket holders and 8,000 more. Obviously, you would have logistics at all these schools when you're talking about limiting numbers, especially when your season ticket holders are going to exceed the amount of people you want to get in there. But you think about some of these games that come down to overtime or a last-second field goal, and all these people would be filing out at the same time, no matter how you tried to practice social distancing on the front end.
Yeah, I mean, it's an issue, but, you know, I think that the Power Five conferences, with some exceptions, really from an economic model, almost have to get the thing going back. But I think the Power Five school, because of television contracts and other things, will fare okay. It's the schools that aren't in the Power Five. It's the group of five, and then it's the next division down, like Chattanooga and schools like that, that economically it's going to be tough. And if students aren't back on campus, a lot of the smaller athletic departments are subsidized by student activity fees and other things. So, you know, I think the halves end up being okay. Now, where you have issues is, you know, it's going to be questionable what Michigan and Michigan State do, and what UCLA and Cal and Southern Cal, because of the governor in those states and the mayors and the cities in which those universities are located, what's their ability to train going to be. And so when you look at the Alabama-USC game, I think it's really in jeopardy. And I think the TCU-Cal game's probably in jeopardy. And you know, I think Tennessee and Oklahoma will be okay. But, you know, I think the teams that play Michigan and Michigan State may have some issues, and other teams in that league. So you're going to have a scramble to adjust scheduling possibly within leagues. I think the SEC will play in toto. I think all the teams in the SEC will be in, unless there's a major outbreak or something like that.
You're listening to Bill Emmendorfer, the former guard and defensive tackle at Tennessee, now president and CEO of the North Springs Center for Rejuvenation. You're listening to Bill here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Bill, I got to start with a little bit of a personal praise for you and your business. Back before we all knew the old normal, I bought a gift card for my brother-in-law to y'all's great facility over there at North Spring. And he used 10 visits in like 14 days. So anytime you've got one of those 10 for the price of 3 or 3 for the price of 10 or whatever it was deal y'all were working over Christmas, you need to let me know, deal?
But just call Susan. When we finish, call Susan or call her this week, and I'll talk to her. We'll look at something for
her. Well, he loved it, and he loved y'all's product over there at North Spring, and it was outstanding. I'm curious to kind of follow up something that David said. As a leader of a small business, what changes have y'all seen that in specifically that are going to be part of your new normal in terms of how y'all operate?
Well, we're checking temperatures at the door. We're having clients wash their hands. We're requiring face masks. We're doing it by appointment, so there's no more than possibly 3 clients even in the building at one time. Our staff is all wearing gloves, masks, and we're cleaning everything down after every appointment or every 30 minutes. So we're doing a lot of things like that really make a big difference.
Now, go ahead.
And our appointment only has actually made the flow easier. So, you know, the biggest thing that our clients miss is it used to be kind of a social gathering, and it's a little different now, and so that sort of thing. But people are getting in, getting out, and you know, people that aren't concerned, or people that are back at the health clubs, or people that have medical conditions that just really help. We've accommodated them so that if they become exposed to the coronavirus, it's probably not going to be here because of everything we're doing here to limit your exposure. You're not going to be around anybody, you know, but maybe 5 minutes, and then you're going to be at a distance. And most of the professionals believe you need to be in close proximity for about 15 minutes or so to contract the disease. And if you got to really touch in your face, your eyes and your nose and your mouth are kind of critical. And so we feel pretty good about what we're doing.
When was the last time you talked to Philip Fulmer?
It was right before the corona thing. I've been up and revisited about some things that we're doing, a study that we're running on another thing that we're doing with some CTE patients. But I've been by to see Phil before then. I know that since then, I haven't. He was busy, and really no one was in the office. Philip was going to the office, but his staff wasn't there. And things were pretty well shut down. They're just now getting geared back up.
Did you have a nickname when you played at Tennessee?
Pardon?
Did you have a nickname when you played at Tennessee?
Yeah, but it's kind of embarrassing.
Well,
that may be a loaded question.
Well, it's just you and me talking, man. I mean, come on.
It was, you know, Carl Johnson, some of those guys, they used to think I was a little bit psycho, you know.
Right. So?
You know,
so
it was
psycho?
That's kind of what I got called some. But
I've been called worse, Bill. There's no doubt about it.
You know, it's kind of funny because we warm up and Johnson and Carl Johnson and I, in today's world, you don't use your head. And we used to butt heads before games and stuff, and we were about the only two to warm up with each other. And several years ago, when Carl was working in Nashville, I saw him at a reception. He comes across the room and busts me in the head, you know, and I'm going, you know, I probably got permanent brain injury from it. But anyway.
You're listening to Bill Immendorfer, the president and CEO of the North Springs Center for Rejuvenation. Bill, before we let you go, Tennessee sitting there with 24 commitments in May. How do you think that's all going to shake out?
Well, right now, it looks good. You know, we've got to get them in. We got to get the hay in the barn. We lost one in Nashville at Ravenswood. We lost a linebacker to Michigan that I hoped we would have gotten. You know, you got to put a fence around the state. But if we can get these guys to sign, you know, this coaching staff is doing a good job, and it's going to take time. And the unfortunate thing in Tennessee, you know, we don't have enough good players to win with just Tennessee kids. Florida can do that. Georgia can do that. Texas can do that. California can do that. We can't do that. And we got to keep the kids from Tennessee. And, you know, Elijah Howard over at Baylor is probably as good a running back as there is that we've seen around here in a while. And he's like a star player. So, you know, but all these stars kind of go by the wayside when you get out there. And like an old Tennessee receiver, Gary Christie, used to say, when the pads start popping, things change. And so we'll see where these guys are when the pads start popping. But I'm encouraged if we get them all signed, get them in, and just the commitment and turn that commitment into a signature in the fall, that'd be great.
Well, listen, Bill, thanks as always for joining us as three veterans, Jay Wells and I, of the North Springs Center for Rejuvenation. We know and we're incredibly impressed when we went through just how the precautions and the cleanliness of the place. And I know that's, like you've said, has even been enhanced since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. And it's good to hear that things are getting back to normal for you. And we always appreciate you dropping in here on Press Row.
Well, hopefully we'll have football and we'll be able to drop in more frequently.
That sounds great. Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You do the same. Bill Immendorfer, the former star lineman at Tennessee, now president and CEO of the North Springs Center for Rejuvenation. 648-1051 is your number here on Press Row. We'll introduce the Painter Ready poll question when we come back. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.